This is CliffCentral.com. Yeah, baby. Yeah! Yet again, another one of those absolutely fantastic days. It is a Thursday. And, of course, it is time for CliffCentral.com and Unplugged and In Charge. This is it. It's the shortest hour of the week yet again. And, of course, every single time we have these type of conversations, we're talking to people who are doing amazing things, exceptional things. In fact, I heard recently from an interview as I was listening to some radio where Felicia was saying that her platform was where ordinary people said extraordinary things. And I think I want to take that and say that's pretty much what we're doing too, you know. I like to always say that the people are extraordinary, but perhaps they want to believe that they are just ordinary people and they just get to say some extraordinary things. Welcome to it. It's the shortest hour of the week. My name is Weza. Weza, that guy. I'm joined by Smokuzi. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fantastic, brother. How are you doing?
Excellent, excellent. So, I mean, tell me, man. Tell me about the week. Tell me about the highlights. What have you been up to?
Look, I'm always living a busy lifestyle. You know that I'm a person that is always working by the night. You know, it's very busy. I'm a DJ. I'm a person that's always with people. And it gets very congested. And at times, you know, you always want to get your me time. And it's difficult for me because I always have people around me. And I try my best to make sure that I also maintain my serenity. I maintain my peace. But it's very difficult. I'm doing good. I'm a bit tired. But you know what? I cannot rely on that. I have to do the things that need to be done.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you do that, actually? How do you maintain your, you know, your serenity, your me time? I mean, that's actually an important thing when you are in an industry where you are always around people and you're giving so much. And when do you and how do you, you know, just make it about yourself?
Look, I try by all means. I'm blessed to have a place where it's in an area where it's very quiet. I lock up myself in my own place. And I don't actually switch on a lot of radio or TV because I have music around me all the time, most of the time. So I try to keep maintain my space very quiet. And I also, you know, to spend some time, I have my own quiet time. You know, I'm a Christian. I spend some time meditating and praying sometimes. You know, I try to be as disciplined as I can in terms of that regard. But that works for me. And I try to make sure that I also drink a lot of water. I've just recently started trying to have a proper exercising routine where I'm going to be jogging at least 3 times a week. I'm not a person that's very disciplined when it comes to exercise, but I said to myself, you know what? I actually need this because most of the time I'm very active. You know, I have late hours. My sleep patterns are very, very messed up. So, you know, exercising is going to help a lot to just maintain my body to always run in a proper way. So those are some of the things that I actually do to try and maintain my serenity and not just to get lost within the business that I'm involved in.
Yeah, man, I can imagine. I mean, the hustle's always real. Being a DJ, it means that you're just always around that boom, 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 boom. You know, that type of life, like wire, especially in the evenings, going into the mornings as well. And it just never stops. I mean, your weekends are probably the worst.
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
they are. I mean, not only the weekends, but I mean, as you know, that we also work on a couple of things together. You know, because when come Monday, I have to. Sometimes I wake up by midday, and I come in the morning at about 6 o'clock, and my body has gotten so used to even when I'm tired, I end up waking up at that time, and I start trying to get active. I know that it's unhealthy, but then again, as I said, I'm trying to make sure that I exercise to keep my body healthy, and I try to make sure that I sleep early. I have a sleeping a time that I've set up on my phone, make sure that I sleep before 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can't sleep before 11 o'clock, but I make sure that I have enough rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, so what does success look like, man? Why are you out here putting yourself through the most? Like, what does success look like at the end of this year, and what does success look like at the end of next year?
Success looks like for me, look, I'm really trying to make sure that there is progress, and there's positivity, and I can see results. I'm involved, as I said, in spaces of DJing. My DJing career is I'm trying to set it off. One of the main goals that I have by the end of this year is to make sure that I release a track. And I think for me, that would be a good milestone. I'd like to see myself next year obviously progressing and sort of spreading my name in terms of my brand, and seeing myself you know, playing in different kind of venues, because I'm a resident DJ at a local club in Pretoria, and I don't get a lot of time to play in other venues because of my involvement as being full-time. So I wish to really spread my wings and to hopefully play in outdoor events like festivals and stuff, and even lounges and et cetera, around Gauteng in a more regular basis. So I'd like to see myself moving in that area, and also maybe seeing myself also being part of a couple of other radio stations to play mixes. To get my name out there, something that I'm preparing for, and it's something that I'm very working hard on. And then in other spaces, in terms of my involvement, you know, with some of the stuff that we do, is to see some of it coming to fruition. It's been a journey, trying to work hard to kickstart everything to get it moving. But by God's grace, I trust that things will go well.
Excellent. Now, it's always great to just catch up, just know where your head is at. You know, I think we just need to always know where the people that we are associating with heads are at, and what they're aiming for, and what they're trying to do, because sometimes you never know where you could be of assistance, you know, or just so that you know, so that you know you can kind of relate with them better when they actually get to their final destination and they say, hey man, you see, you remember when we used to talk about these things and I used to be scheming? Well, now we live in it, you know what I mean? And we're not tempolai, as Casper likes to say these days.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so something interesting. Well, we're going to be interviewing a couple of different people today, one of which is going to be a telephonic conversation in a short while. As soon as we get the signal from the production team, we'll know exactly when they're on, and we'll switch to that interview. But, of course, we also have a gentleman called CT in the building as well. It's also quite interesting how he got that name, actually. Also something that I want to just have him say on record as to how that name came about. But he's doing very, very well. I mean, he's worked with many artists around the globe. I think I've seen the likes of Davido in there, Black Coffee is in there, and so many others, Pitoran King, and the list just goes on. It's amazing. He's young. He's you know, he's a cool guy. He's got his whole team here with him in studio, you know, because you got to have an entourage, you know. You can't just rock up alone, you know. You got to have an entourage so that it looks like you mean business, you know what I mean? If you come alone, it feels like, oh, so you have no followers, when are you just DJ? You know, so if you come in with the squad, you squad deep. And we're going to be chatting to him in a short while also, right after the interview, just to find out what he's been up to as well, and how he got to where he is. Is that a thumbs up? Is there someone on the line already? All right, it sounds like it's good. Spore, could you lead us into the next conversation and just introduce the gentleman that is joining us right now?
Hello, hi, Yasine.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
I'm good, thank you.
Can you hear me very clearly?
Yes, I can.
All right, sure. Yasin, welcome to the Unplugged and In Charge radio show. It's an honor to have you on the show, and thank you so much for availing yourself.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, sure. So basically, Yasin, you've got a couple of things just to tell us, especially about yourself and your journey from where you started. You can go ahead and just share with us.
Okay. Basically, I started off very, very young in business. I was involved in a family business, and my dad is a workaholic, so he converted me into a workaholic. So I've always been involved in business and an entrepreneur throughout my life. We've had different stages of development within our businesses, and different types of businesses that we've run, from restaurants to butchery, to petrol station, to distribution, and then now we've finally settled on a few businesses that we are involved in at the moment. I've got a degree in accounting, and I've done life coaching, and I've done project management as well as my academics. Last year, I went around to different, programs, and I've realized that all these programs that we do have in South Africa, they go forward, and you sit in those programs and you listen to other people, how they've become and how they've achieved what they have achieved, and you get motivated after a certain extent. And then you walk out of that program or that event, and then you realize that, you know what, this is not, that's not me, because I have a different environment, I have a different family situation, I come from a different cultural background, and then you go back to how you were, and that event that you went to was actually a waste of time. So I searched around and I looked for something that's available in the world, so as not to be intentional, that changes people and allows them to make change immediately, that involves them and helps make them feel that, you know what, I have contributed, I've made change. An organization that assists people to grow and make a difference in the country. And I came across the Ideas Voice internationally. So I contacted the CEO and I told her, you know what, we need something like Ideas Voice in South Africa. We don't have anything like this. And we want to make change, we want to make a difference. And I feel I have 3 kids. I feel that definitely I don't want my kids to experience unemployment, to experience the economy as it is right now. And the only way that is going to change is by our influence. So we have to make the difference. We have to make the change for our next generation. So she, after various topics that I needed to research and after various interviews from Turkey, Egypt, France, and all over, they finally appointed me as country director to handle South Africa. So as of this year, we've been working full-blown in South Africa, making things happen as fast as possible, but we're mostly active in the past 7 months. What we do is we partner entrepreneurs with co-founders and business partners. So we take entrepreneurs come forward, and they tell us, you know what, I'm looking for an investor, I'm looking for something to assist me in my business, whether it's services, accounting, a lawyer, or whatever is required. And I'm having a problem here, and I don't know what to do. Can you assist me? So we have 2 ways of implementing that assistance. One is our online platform, where you register online, and the platform thereafter partners you around the world with anybody that can assist you, or entrepreneurs that can assist you, rather. And there's about 8,500 entrepreneurs online currently throughout the world. And we have also projects that are available online. So if an investor wants to invest in a project or they want to provide a service for a certain project, they can go and browse the project, or according to the wishes as well, it will partner them to projects that require their services. So there's about 1,800 projects online currently that they can browse through and see what they would like to get involved in. And then we also have our physical event, which is Cup of Ideas Voice event, where we put entrepreneurs, small businesses, startups on stage, and we ask them to pitch. And they pitch to the audience, and they tell the audience what their problems are, what their business is about, what they feel that they need assistance with. And our audience is able to interact with them and tell them, okay, this is where I can assist you, this is what I can do, I want you to buy equity in your business, this is where I see your business. So out of the 2-hour event, we have a future plan for that business, and we have a situation where we know that the business is definitely going to be successful. So we're working on that currently, which we would be launching next year, and we'll be hosting it in Durban, Cape Town, Johannesburg, and also in Auckland. So we'll be hosting those events. Obviously, we need, since we are an NPO, we're looking for venues that would be sponsored through to us and assist us to conduct these events in a much a bigger form with more audience and more interaction and all of that. Recently, we have been contacted by the municipality to hold some programs with them. The Isatini Municipality in Durban, and they've asked us to assist them with entrepreneurship development. What we are currently doing with them is we are taking entrepreneurs from the commercial area that are skilled, and we teach them how to be entrepreneurs. We're providing accounting knowledge. We're providing them with what is entrepreneurship, management accounting, HR, marketing, all of that over a period of a week, a certain workshop that we are hosting. And then we've got a partnership agreement with Big Box. Big Box, thereafter, once we're done with the entrepreneurship training, we give them over to Big Box, and Big Box provides them with a place to live. So we follow through the entire process from training right up to giving them a place to practice their entrepreneurship. So the municipality has come on board and said, you know what, we'll try and assist with the private sector to subsidize the rent for a period of about 6 months until they get on their feet. So we're busy with that at the moment. We've just went to Kumasi yesterday, and we've identified the places that we are going to train and who. We're waiting for a list from the area manager to tell us, okay, these are the people that are in your category that we feel that will be successful. And that we go through psychometric testing and all that to ensure that an entrepreneur is an entrepreneur. It's not a situation where they would give up or they would say, no, this is enough. I'd rather just go back to working for somebody. An entrepreneur is in their blood. So an entrepreneur cannot work for anybody. They rather have their own businesses. So whether you fail or whether you succeed or whatever the situation is, an entrepreneur remains an entrepreneur. So it's in their blood, you know.
Okay.
So we're currently working with that as it stands. Also,
I've just got a question for you.
No problem.
Yasin, and I'd like to find out in terms of yourself, did you ever see yourself being involved in such projects, or you wanted to do something totally different from what you are involved in right now?
This is totally different from what I'm involved in right now. This involves assisting people and assisting other people to grow as compared to assisting yourself to grow, you know. So this is more of a community development part of myself, where this is self-fulfilling. You look at other people being successful and you realize that you contributed towards them. So that is heartwarming at the end of the day. So I haven't actually visioned myself growing up or, you know, through the years actually being involved in something like this. It's something that I stumbled across, and I really enjoy it and I really like it, and it really appeals to me, because the self-satisfaction that you do get after knowing that other people have achieved their dreams, that they have achieved a certain level of business because of you, makes you happy, you know? And then also you also get to see that you're empowering them, and you're contributing towards the unemployment rate, where you're reducing the unemployment rate, you're helping to grow the GDP of the country. And also that is very, very fulfilling. And that's the reason why also we've had about six other entrepreneurs join us that are quite established in their businesses, and they know what entrepreneurship is about, and they're working with us to assist other people as well, because obviously South Africa is a big area to cover, so we've needed other people and other entrepreneurs to join us and assist us with the way forward.
That's very awesome. Now, I would like to know, in terms of you, what would you like to be remembered for in the long run?
I want to basically leave a legacy. I want people to remember me when I'm 6 feet under. I want people to remember me for a certain reason. I want a mass funeral, rather than a small funeral. I don't know if you know what I mean. So I want to be remembered for assisting people. That's what we're out here for. That's what we've been sent onto the earth for. That's what I believe right now. So I want people to hear my name and say, you know what, this person assisted me in a certain way, and I value that person. So that's what you want. You want self-satisfaction at the end of the day, and that's where I see myself going.
Really awesome. Thank you so much for joining us on Cliff Central. You've shared very interesting information. And if people are interested in terms of, you know, to get more information, where can people get you? Can they follow you on social media? What details are there?
Okay. They can email us. Our email address is contact@ideasvoice.com, or they can WhatsApp me on 083-786-5889. So either contact@ideasvoice.com, or they can WhatsApp me as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and continue the great work.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Thank you so much. Sure, that was Yasin on the line, just sharing some of the interesting things they do, that just to assist entrepreneurs, those that need help, mentorship, and to be exposed to many different things that can help one to advance and to progress in whatever business sector they are involved in. And there was something very interesting, and it's for you at home to make sure that you know, you pick up such tips and you apply them into your life.
I think the really cool thing about Yasin is that his family was always in entrepreneurship. I think that really talks to, you know, nature versus nurture. Like, if you are in an environment that is always, you know, relying on an outside, let me rather say, entrepreneurship in itself is you create a product, and then people come and they buy it. And the more you see this happen, the more you have confidence that it can happen. Like, but when you don't come from a entrepreneurial family, I know, for instance, I remember when my mom started going on an entrepreneurship journey and saying, yeah, I'm gonna open up a shop and I'm gonna make clothes and I'm gonna do alterations. I thought, but who's gonna come? like, are you sure about this? You know, yeah, I was really skeptical.
Sure.
Because I'd never seen entrepreneurship before. I had only seen my father work. And you work and then you get your pay at the end of the month and that's pretty much it. And so I think that kind of helped me also growing up. Just to learn that, hey man, you can actually do that. You can build and they will come.
Sure.
But when you don't come from an entrepreneurial family, in fact, that is an even harder thing to imagine that, no, don't worry, they will come. And sometimes we look at our friends who are entrepreneurs and we think, yo, you have such a lot of guts. How do you know that it's going to happen? You know, like, let's say CT, he's out here saying that he makes music, but hey man, how do you know that they're gonna like it? How do you know that they're gonna come to ask for your help? And it's so easy to just fall into the comfortable, guaranteed life. And then when people say no, go in this direction, it's not always that easy, you know. So I think that can be something that he can, you know, use as his strong point to say, hey, I had that, you know. I mean, when I look at his profile, his dad had a his dad also had a garage, like a butchery and a garage as well. And he was helping from the ages of around 10, 12, around that time.
Yep.
So this was him learning how this entrepreneurship thing works. Build and they will come, and have that faith that they will come.
Most definitely. And I think it's also taught him to just pick up a couple of tips to make sure that, you know, he applies them when he grows up, of being strong and facing the challenges of being an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Def, so we got the gentleman in the studio. I was hinting his name here and there and everywhere. CT, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, bro.
Yeah,
you must say the celebrity lifestyle CT.
All right.
That's what you need to say, man.
All right, let's not dilute the brand, right?
Ish.
Cool stuff. So tell us about the celebrity lifestyle CT.
Thank you. CT is just... Anyway, I'm just an amazing guy.
Yeah.
And been behind the scenes for a very long time, I would say. And ever since I've been behind the scenes, I've learned a lot, grown spiritually, emotionally, physically. I'm not buff like those niggas, but it's fine.
Yeah.
So physically and a lot mentally as well. And skill wise, I've nurtured a lot from that aspect of my life. And
yeah,
that's what I'm seeing right now in CT. I mean, I grew up from Ghana. I'm a pure Ghanaian guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to say the other side because it's too nice. So, pure Ghanaian guy, spent most of my life in Ghana the whole time. Like, yeah, learning and producing and studying music and just that's it. I mean, nothing fancy, but like, yeah.
So, you grew up in Ghana and then at what age did you come to South Africa?
I actually got to SA 2012.
2012. Yeah. All right, that's not too long
that's
ago.
Yeah. Your dog, it's too long, man.
It feels long,
it
right?
It feels long.
Yeah, yeah. It like, I mean, it's like, what, long. 6 years? This is the sixth year?
Yeah.
Yeah, shucks, that actually is a long time.
Yo.
I mean, you came here when people thought the world was ending, 2012.
Trust me, that's what they said.
Yeah. Okay, and then initially, what was the mission when you came to South Africa?
The mission for me being here was just to study.
Yeah. What were you studying?
Music technology at Imendi College, Imendi Sound and Music College Institute in Pretoria.
Music technology.
Yeah.
Ah, that's a different journey altogether.
So let me even tell you this. So I didn't even plan to go to that school because, like, I was supposed to go to America.
Okay.
And then they, you know, the American embassy people, they refused me, denied me the visa or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I was stressed and depressed because now my vision and my plans are all shattered down. So my dad was like, just come to South Africa. He just wants me to come on a trip with him, like a week.
Mm.
Guess what? I came here with him for a week. I stayed the other week. He left me here And then I took a walk up on Pretoria Street and I found the school. I wanted to buy music equipment. And then I saw the school. I went to the shop first and then it's like, ah, do we have a school here? I'm like, okay, cool. And I said, when you guys start doing this, call me. They only called me 2012.
Wow.
And that was 2010, yes.
Jeez. All right, 2 years later, they give you a call. Where are you 2 years later? When they gave you the call, were you still in South Africa?
No, I was in Ghana.
You went back to Ghana.
I went back to Ghana.
And they made an international call told you, hey, yo, that course that you wanted, we've designed it. It is available.
It's available.
And then you took that plane.
And it was even, I got the call. I got that call in, I think, the second week. Oh, the last week of January. And my class was supposed to start in 6 February. That was my birthday.
Wow. Wait. How old were you when you got the call?
Dog, like, I don't want to put figures because people would start judging me, you know?
No.
Am I allowed?
You put the figures because why I'm asking. In fact, after you've put the figure, I'll tell you why I'm asking. But it's just to learn something.
Okay, cool. Let me say, if I have to count down, I'm 29 now.
Yeah.
So counting down, I'm not very good with numbers.
Cool.
Let's count down to that.
It's like, okay, if you're 29 now, and if we had to minus 8 years from that, you know, it's just about 21.
Yeah.
So 21, and this was around the year, 8 years from now. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's actually still pretty young for you to just walk up to a place, find a brochure, find out that the thing that you want to study is not there. Then you tell the school, hey, put this thing in your system, and when you do, give me a call.
Yep.
That's pretty interesting, man. And at that stage, did you believe in this, in the type of stuff where you need to speak your dreams into existence and believe and all that type of stuff? Yeah,
bro, like I did, man. Even till now, my parents call me pastor because I say a lot of things and they happen.
Wow.
Yeah, like, no jokes. Like, I really do say a lot of things and they happen.
Mm.
Like anything, let me say, anything that I touch is a blessing.
Yeah,
you feel me, my man.
That accent.
Like, anything where I touch, if I touch you, you'll be a blessing. That is my music.
Yeah.
If I take you as an artist and I make one song for you, it will escalate. Your life will change.
Mm.
I believe that.
Yeah.
So I don't just work with anybody.
Mm.
The people that I work with, their lives are changing.
Wow.
So I don't just touch anybody. You must bring me that thing. That is one thing I do for a living. Mentally, you know, like, I see things. I'm enjoying this though.
I feel like
I'm taking over now. Yo,
no, this is ahead. Your
okay
moment
so to shine. So let me tell you something beautiful. Ever since I started doing music, a lot of things has been revealed to me personally, internally. That's what I was saying. Spiritually, I've seen a lot. I realized that most of the things I'd said years ago are happening now. Most of the things that I grew in faith. Faith, like, I can, okay, let's say I can be around and not have money for a whole month. Okay, let's say I'm 00 in my account. I'm just assuming 00 in my account. I won't worry. 29th, the money that will come is more than what I would be receiving. That is me. And the thing is, I don't even worry how I'm gonna eat. Sorted. I don't even think about it. Either I get my manager to bring me food. I don't even have to tell him. They will just bring things, just appear, like, when I don't think of how things are supposed to be.
Yeah.
So they just happen. And I always call that I live the life of a favor, because you have the life of a winner in you. So you're always winning. Favors come your way anytime.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
I think there's so many teachings that are exactly that. Is what you focus on, this expands. You know, so when you worry, you're focusing on negative. You're focusing on lack.
Yeah.
You're focusing on, you're not focusing on abundance at that time.
Yeah.
And then you see more of that because that's what you're focusing on.
It's true.
You know, and
so
then as soon as you focus on blessings, on wealth, on good things coming your way, and you believe good things are supposed to happen
to
me.
They always happen, bro.
And then they just happen.
That's why they have to call me Pastor CT.
Yeah.
Shakala, but.
Now, yeah, you're just having a great time, man. So, do you think that part of you believing good things are going to happen is, you know, you getting those phone calls that you you're thinking, whoa, shucks, I just came off the phone with black coffee. Like, did, was that a, you went out and you, you know, you send your stuff out there and you hope that they will listen and you hope that they will reply, or is it one of those things where you just
can I tell you the back of the story? It's really beautiful. So, okay, I do a song for Una Rhymes. Have you heard of Una Rhymes?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so all this music that you hear, I'm the one who's behind it.
Okay,
cool. So
Pretoria guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So my man, Una gets a gig in Venda, beautiful gig. And I was sleeping that time. 4 a.m. in the morning, Una calls me, say, yo, bro. Koya says, yo, Black Coffee wants to meet me. Koya is like some guy who was driving Black Coffee to the event in Venda. So,
yeah.
So it's like, yo, Koya says, Black Coffee wants to meet me. I'm like, okay, cool. And this is how Black Coffee got to know Una. He was playing a song called titled Girls Like You. And then he was playing the song, but the Koya tried to skip the song. And then he said, no, go back to that track. And then he said, who is this? And he's like, it's a kid. He's also performing there. I was like, oh, really? Okay, cool. I would like to meet him.
Wow.
That's it. And then now, after meeting him, he says, let's have a session. He calls me to the studio. Me and Una will go to the studio. Pretty much an inspiration, that man. I learned a lot that day.
Yeah.
So meeting him that day, he was like, yeah, man, cool. After that, it didn't stop. He actually came to my house to get files. I was like, what? So cool.
Wow.
And I got invited to his birthday party.
Wow.
Yeah. Introduced me to a lot of people in the industry. I don't want to mention names. I don't like blowing my own horn, but this horn I need to blow. Paw, 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 paw.
Yeah. Wow, man. This is amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's great to, you know, to have these type of stories of the journey, you know. The station manager here at Cliff Central, Rina, used to always say, even when we started this clip, the radio journey,
mm-hmm.
is trust the process, you know, trust the journey.
Trust the process.
Yeah. And be open to the outcome.
Start small, dream big.
Yeah. And also, whoever was supposed to be there will be there.
Of course.
Whoever was not supposed to be there will not be there.
Yeah.
So, just trust the journey and be open to the outcome.
I like you. You have a soothing talk. Like, you make me listen to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm actually not even paying attention. I feel like I'm in a lecture right now. It's just so beautiful. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Excellent, man. No, you're the one that's giving us all the really great stories here.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool. So, what was one of the other highlights in your career so far? Like, one of the things that was like, whoa, is this really happening? So Black Coffee was one of them.
Black Coffee was one of them. Swiss Beat was one of them.
Yeah.
Swiss Beat, okay, we had this event thingy. Swiss Beat was me and Uno walked straight to Swiss Beat, and he was like, I know you guys. That was my day.
Wow.
Like, I was okay. It's like, I know you guys. So really, yeah. Like, I look back, you know, when that time someone says, I know you guys, and then you're trying to talk, thinking it's not you, it's the other guys behind you.
Yeah.
And you look back, and there's nobody there. And then
wow.
He's like, you. Yeah, Una, CT. Because our materials ended up on his table as well, and his materials ended up on my table. Mm. So then it was just like a correspondent through Black Coffee.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, man, like the names you mentioned, I work with Pat Rankin, they're all amazing people. Davido, the experiences with all these big artists have, like, taught me a lot in terms of like pace and how you need to push yourself to doing things that you want to.
Yeah.
If you want to get things done, it needs to be done.
Yeah.
Like, no procrastination. Like, it's a thing for me that I know that it holds me back. In my room, when you come, there's a vision board, but not like the vision board is full of affirmations only. Mm. And those things, everything that is there, it's me.
Mm.
I put what is there that I see for myself. Like, I think it's a factor to me that I need to grow or move in. Anytime I find myself in that space, I go back to my vision, my board, and be like, this is what I need to say this morning. I don't have a mirror in my bathroom.
Mm.
The mirror I have in my bathroom says, I am great. I am good.
Yeah.
I am a human being that I'm full of success.
Yes.
Great amount of money is coming to me. That's my room. Trust me.
Excellent, man.
Yeah.
And that's your mirror.
That's my mirror.
Why not? Because that actually is your mirror.
Yeah.
You're looking at yourself and you say, this is who I am.
Dog, I wish I had the picture. I would have
shown you. Oh, wow.
Like, I took it. No mirror. I took it off and I pasted that thing there. Oh,
man. Excellent. No, I love that. I have the same affirmation type of thing. Not necessarily affirmation only, but you know, the key things that are needed to make me even better.
Yeah. That's a good thing, bro. Like, if you're listening right now, please do that. It helps. I'm just doing an advert.
And it does definitely. I mean, I think I had a show right in this setting.
Yeah.
In 2015,
damn,
I said, guys, there's about 50 days left of the year. If we take those 50 days and we say, you just have to change your life by 2% each and every day, mm-hmm, in 50 days you'd have a brand new life.
Trust me.
Literally. So one of those things that you want to change, maybe you want to change procrastination. You want to say, I'm a doer from this day forward. Execute.
Yeah.
Maybe the other thing is, you normally come a little bit late and you want to be on time. In fact, be early. Or maybe the other thing is, you want to follow up. You know, someone gives you the business card, usually you don't call. And you usually don't. Nah, this time around I'm going to follow up. Because the only way you're going to meet Black Coffee is when you follow up. The only way you're going to make it happen, after you follow up, you need to connect again and remind them again about yourself. So you put down all these things one by one, like every day you put up another one and another one and another one. Eventually you think you start running out of things to put up, but actually another one will come and another one and another one, and soon you'll have about 50 things there that really are gonna propel you to becoming
to another level,
so much better.
Trust me.
Yeah, and I felt the same thing happen for my life. For instance, in 2015, I was not who I am today. You know, I'm much more successful, much more of a I'm happier.
Yeah, way to go, bro. Correct.
You know what I mean?
I'm actually excited for that. As you're saying it, I'm excited for that because a lot of people need to just learn that. You know, I'm a music producer. I've produced for. I'm still growing my brand in this country because now I did 5 years from home and I'm doing 6 years now in this country. First 3 years is in school, and then now after school I'm now focusing on me now, you know, and also producing and singing and doing everything together. And it has never been an easy journey for me. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Because now I don't have my mom on a speed dial in this country. I don't have my dad on a speed dial. I say, yo, I'm going home. I can't go home. I have to flip and pay like 8,000 rand to get a ticket to go back home.
Eesh.
And at that time, I'm still alone, staying by myself, trying to also nurture my craft. How difficult would that be?
Yeah.
How heartbreaking it would, especially when that time comes and you don't have coins to pay your rent and you're staying in a nice apartment where you still need to pay for stuff. Like, can you imagine? Like, have you ever thought of, like, bro, you cry.
Eesh.
You sit down and shed tears.
Yeah.
But you know what? I went through all this thing, and then I just said to myself, you know what, there's always victory behind the pain.
Always victory behind the pain. Tell me about that, actually. You know, I always say that, and I'm gonna say it again because I haven't said it in a very long time.
Yeah.
You know, when you watch a movie of, let's mention some of the childhood action heroes. Van Damme, you know.
Van Damme.
Chuck
Norris. Scott.
You know what I mean? Oh, Jackie Chan or something like that. Now, Jet Li. Yeah, Baba. You remember back in those days, you knew when you bought the movie or when you rented it out that obviously Jackie Chan is going to win.
Yeah.
Right? You know that he's going to win.
Yeah.
But somewhere along the movie, close to the end, there's that turning point where in the beginning Jackie Chan is down and out, man. He's been beaten.
Yes.
He looks like he's gonna die. It looks like the villain has won. Everything looks really, really bad,
bro.
But
like,
yo,
from what you're saying, I just actually thought of it. Like, I've been watching movies back then, but I never took it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so true.
Right. And then, but in your heart, as the person watching, you know that I don't know how it's gonna happen. But I know he's gonna win.
Yeah.
And what intrigues you at that time is saying, how is he gonna do it?
Bro.
And then all of a sudden you start hearing that heroic music play.
Yeah.
It starts off softly and it grows and it grows. As it grows, you see him getting more power. He reaches deep inside his heart and gets that last bit of energy. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then he just rises, Baba.
Preach,
and
then Baba. Whoa, don't forget, there was always that last firework behind them.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Have a majestic walk. Like
exactly. I mean, yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
Don't forget the majestic
but
walk.
But it all starts in his mind.
Yeah.
Now, actually, that's kind of the same thing about our lives. It's almost as if the movie of our lives is already being written.
Yes.
And it actually ends in victory.
Yeah.
And we're acting it out. But sometimes we find ourselves down and out, and we don't even know where the rescue is going to come from. We don't know how it's going
to
happen.
I want to add that to
yeah.
that. So I just thought of it now. So let's say we have a cast. Mm. And then now we feel like the amount of pain that we are going through and time you're spending on the same episode
yeah.
or series or in the same shots
yeah.
film that we are shooting in our lives, basically we find it like, ah damn, I can't do this thing, let me just quit. And then you leave it and the DOP is like, yo, you really gonna give up here now? Okay, cool, we'll find a replacement. Not because you're not, your career has ended. You'll find just a replacement, someone to replace you. Your career is still going on, but you've just given a pause to your own self. And basically, the DOP is God. You are living, acting your own life, but you get so soaked up in the pain that you... Let's say, you know, sometimes when you're watching a movie, you just feel like the pain, you start crying. Yeah, you are acting. It's your script, but just act it out. And also know that there's always going to be victory at the end, like you said. But we just give up along the way.
Yeah, I mean, then we prolong the movie.
Yeah.
Like,
and it gets boring.
Imagine if Jackie Chan ran away.
Bro,
it was so tough. He decided, you know what I mean? I'm running away. Now it could have ended in an hour, but now this movie is taking 3 days.
3 days.
Because he's delaying just getting up.
Getting up. Yeah.
Because the heroic music's playing, but he sometimes is not, you know, willing to listen to the music.
I'm even wondering what the guy who's scoring that film that time, if he's taking 3 hours, then he'd be like, yo guys, I need an advance, man. You guys need to pay me some more, increase in salary.
Look at this. It just went a whole new direction, didn't it? But I mean, the main thing is that in our lives too, you know, we just need to believe, just like how we can believe when we're watching other people's movies.
Yeah.
We need to believe that it ends in victory. That even though we are in a dark, dark place and it looks like the chips are all down and everything looks like it's against us and we got a bad hand, but there's some way. You don't even know how yet. Maybe like the flying squad is going to bust through that door, shoot everybody, and get you out of here.
I wanted to add the sunny thing.
You remember, for instance, those Rambo movies where that American heroic helicopter just rocked up out of nowhere and just saved the day? And we just need to believe the same type of things in our lives. But
so
I want you to tell me about some of those. I mean, your journey has had a lot of great ups, but I'm sure it has had a couple of downs.
I'll tell you the downs.
Yeah.
This is the beautiful down.
Yeah.
I have a song titled I'm Alive. Reason why I wrote that song, this is what happened. So 2016, my father was like, he's not gonna send me money again and take care of my life, and I should focus on my own self, and I should be able to pay my own rent by myself, I should be able to do what I want, and I should focus on me. And that time, like, I was just out of school and I just got back to SA. I went home and I just got back to SA and I was just trying to like find my feet. So I was taking that period to build strategies on how to generate income coming in from my production and also reach out to a lot of people. But then this is what happened to me. My mom also said the same thing. We're not gonna send you money. My dad said, I'm not gonna send you money. I was like, whoa, how am I gonna do this? This is bad. Okay, so, and it kept going on. So all they were saying, if you can't survive there, come back home. That's all they are saying. If you can't survive there, come back home. And that was all I was left with. So the thought of coming back home and the thought of doing it, pushing myself to get it, I chose, I'm going to stay. That's my choice. I said, I'm going to stay. And then the first week, first month, I managed to pay the rent. Second month, damn, it was hard. I couldn't find money. I was trying to produce. All I did was just to produce, but I couldn't. So there was one day, I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to say this, I made a beat, and it was so touching, I was in the bathroom, I heard the melody, and then I went to program it down, and I was listening to the melody, I heard a song, and the song was like, freeing myself like a trapped mouse, I did the best that I could, but they don't want to talk about it, you know, I'm doing my best, but people don't want to talk about it. emotions from neglection is all I have on me now, you know. But I'm feeling the pain, but it's not what it's meant to be.
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly, I'm going to let it out of me. Like, that was the day I was saying, I'm going to let things go.
Yeah.
Ah, man, that song. Okay, cool. So, yeah. I got to that phase, and then I actually put myself in that spirit. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to push through this. And then after I made that song, I produced another song again that same day, and I titled it Life of a Winner.
Mm.
And then I said, I'm just willing to go harder, go longer, work hard, and I'm just willing to give more than anyone else can.
Yeah.
From that day, a lot of things has changed in my life.
Wow.
I cried, bro. I cried. Even my girlfriend was, my ex-girlfriend was there looking at me and tearing up. Because now I don't know, my parents are not giving me money again.
Okay. Shame, yeah.
Hell, bro, it was that
an easy time?
I'm saying it on air because I'm very comfortable. Because
you're like, over it now,
like,
right?
I'm over it. Not, it doesn't have the pain anymore.
Yeah.
But I wish people could have seen. I have the tape for it. Maybe I'll have showed you. Oh, it's bad.
Yeah. Cool. So I mean, we got a really great person in music here in the studio today. I used to be a rapper myself. I was actually a rapper back in Pretoria.
You mean?
So I'm a audition for you right now. You tell me how many stars you giving me.
Okay, cool.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe you might just sign me today.
I'm not in the position to sign, but I think I can recommend you to somebody.
Or maybe we can do that. Like you can produce a beat for me, and we can do this thing big. You know what I mean? Cool. So I'm gonna do something right now. I'm gonna play a song, and we're gonna have a lovely game right here. We're gonna have some fun.
Let's have some fun.
Here we go. Okay.
What?
You guys better be recording this. Smoke, who's you recording this?
Yeah.
WTG in the house.
Double TG, yo, man.
Where's that guy?
Yeah.
Yo,
listen.
I just like the sound.
Started with nothing but matches and candles and stoves and a paraffin.
What?
And now we the top five of the top five on Destiny magazine.
What?
I'm just over half 40 and already 40 under 40.
What?
Test to a testimony.
What?
Oh Lord, what a story, man.
Go!
Haters be stealing our luck. No judge, no jewelry.
Jewelry.
Switched up and I buffed up.
What?
It's the new me if you knew me.
Knew
y'all
me.
Backtracking my footsteps. Moonwalking like it's MJ.
What?
Skill moves when I pass through you like left, right, like JJ.
JJ.
Baby Jake with the left hook. Jabba jabba when I'm jabbing.
What?
McGregor the hitters is what I made with the KO with the classic.
Classic.
Moving fast with the promo.
Promos.
Only pausing for the photo.
Photo.
Face to face for a face off. Click clack, you a no show. Saying only for the fame, bro. I feed a fam with the game, bro.
Game, bro.
I can never do a go slow. Rather fast forward to the main. Where's a king? Where's a conk?
Hey.
Where's a let? Where's a prize?
Hey.
For the great role in this life thing?
Hey.
Where does the devil in the gospel?
Hey.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Thank you very much.
That was a dope one.
Thank you.
Yo, that was a dope one.
Thank you very much.
Yo, man. You dope. You dope. I love it.
Yeah.
I wish I can do that, but yeah.
Yeah, well, you can make the beat.
Coming home for the bastard. I can't. No, it's not my thing. No.
Yeah, man, look, I'm CT. It's a great, great, great pleasure to have you on the show.
Smooth,
and
thank
and,
you.
You know, the funny thing is that I know you for quite some time now.
Yes.
I think it's about, what, 3 years?
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
It has been 3 years.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's an amazing. And I'm one person. I'm very privileged to be able to have acquaintance with guys from you're from Ghana. I have friends, Nigerian friends, and all of that, and spending time and seeing the culture from you guys, you know, because I mean when you spend time with guys from South Africa who even produce music, it's a different kind of an atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, knowing you and you know, for the duration that I've known you, I might have not known you for a long time, but I know that you your music, your production and everything is so on point.
Yeah.
And the very fact that you have a profile with the names of the likes of Patron King, DeVito's and everything.
How you know when we come to your
and
club?
At the same time that, the privilege again. And at the same time, you know, being a producer is nothing that is easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can imagine how many producers these guys listen to. And everyone is fighting to be that one guy that they work with these guys. These guys have a footprint all over Africa, all over the world. And for them to be able to look at CT and leave the rest, you know what I mean? It's something that is very huge. And I think I really feel that, you know, you have a very bright future.
Thank you, man.
And I'm one of the persons that's really, I mean, I'm a fan of some of your production. Some of the songs that you produce are very good.
Thank you.
I can only wish you all the best. But one thing that I want to ask you is that, as a producer, what does it take for one to be able to reach where you are right now? You might have not arrived where you want to be, but what does it take? Because there's a lot of them that are trying to reach out to the position where you're at.
Okay, one, I'm going to say perseverance. Perseverance and perfection will only exist when you constantly practice. That is what I say. That is what I say. Because mostly, most of the new producers out there just want to give beat, and also they need to set a standard to themselves that will make them feel very humbled. Like, the first, I mean, like, it's not really that bad, but like, I just feel like they can just push themselves more harder and not listen to many things that people, the industry gives them. They must be very original, authentic, and just be themselves, you know what I mean? Like, and push themselves, bro. Like, you don't have to always stay in your room and be making beat. Like, you need to move, you need to get out of that house, you need to go out there and like work your way to the top. Don't let anybody say, I don't have money tomorrow because I want to go here but I don't have money. Man, you need to find a way to get that money to go. Me, I like to go build connections. Any corner, oh, you'll find me there. You know how you see me around places. You know, so I mean, that's how I do. I move. The thing is, I move. I like to go. Mm-hmm. If you call me, I'll come. Mm-hmm. If it's however bad it went, how good it went, how, I don't care. I was there. Yeah. I'll go home and say, next time I'm not gonna go there. But okay, I'll go there with these conditions.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah, that's it.
And now tell me, I mean, I'm not sure if I'm correct, but you've also had an opportunity to work at the Coke Studios.
No,
the Red Bull.
Yeah, Red Bull.
In Cape Town,
Cape
right?
Cape Town, yeah.
How was that experience?
It was very beautiful. I actually got that vibe from my friend called Rendition. Rendition, amazing producer.
Yeah.
Rendition was like, yo, he applied for the whole Red Bull thingy. And then when he did the application, they told him that he must come with this engineer. And then he called me. He's like, yo, bro, let's do this. And that time we had already done the Red Bull Culture Clash with Red Bull. So right after that, I think it was 2 weeks or a month, 2 weeks or 3 weeks after,
yep,
we had to bounce to Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
Which was beautiful and amazing for me. Yeah.
All right.
And so it was Rendition's whole thing, but he was able to come up with an amazing record there. Like, I remember so well, the EP was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Love, Magic and Art.
Alright, cool. Let's talk a bit more. We've got only like about not that long time, you know, until we finish off the show.
Yeah.
But some of the projects that you're currently doing, what can we look forward to, and you know, what's coming in the future?
Yeah, what's coming in the future is the biggest EP that I've ever released. Mm-hmm. In my career, it needs to set me apart from a lot of things. I'm just doing production. I'm not singing in any of them. Mm-hmm. I'm putting an upcoming artist and then big mainstream artists on it. So
sure,
I'm doing that, and it's only 7 track. So if you are an upcoming artist and I hit you up and say, yo man, you need to be on my track, you should know that you're gonna be a big star after that, because I touch and I bless people.
Yeah,
I don't play.
That's what's up. All right, cool. And is that about it?
Yeah, I don't want to talk too much because I mean, sometimes, you know, people say you need to be silent a bit, but that's all I can say for now, because mm-hmm, the project is already done. It's supposed to be done in October. Mm-hmm. And then next year it drops.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And then in terms of where can people catch you? In terms of social media, etc.
Social medias, you can catch me on Instagram at CTEABEAT. Let's do the nursery rhyme. CTEABEAT. Same thing on Twitter, CTEABEAT. Facebook, C with a dash and a TEA, straight mm-hmm up. And then, yeah, that's it. That's right, where you can catch me. Snapchat.
I'm actually fighting so hard to make sure that I actually play some of your track. I don't know if you have something that's on you right
it's
now.
It's on my laptop.
Nothing on your phone?
I do.
Is it?
Yes.
All right, cool. Because I wanted to just listen to some stuff. Because, I mean, you have some very brilliant work. And I really believe that, you know, you're going to be one of the big names. And I actually thought that by now, your name will be all over.
No, it's a work in progress, you know,
and all of that. But I mean, what are some of the stumbling block? What are some of the challenges of trying to get your name across, I mean, as a producer?
Finances, you not having the proper team behind you.
Yeah.
And also, as a producer, people don't see a lot of things in you, like as an artist. People don't invest in producers more than they do in an artist. You get what I mean? Mm-hmm. But when you come as a full package, then if you're an artist and a producer, then that's when they feel like, oh my god, you are an amazing guy, we need to work with you, you know, like,
yeah,
that's how it works. But like, basically it's just fans, because mm-hmm, if we are people, you know, you know this, like, people don't want to pay producers the amount they deserve for the job that they do.
Sure.
But they'd rather pay an artist who will come and perform 30 minutes for a song that a man, I sat down for almost more than an hour, and they'll pay me 2,000 rand, and they'll pay the big artist whichever amount you want.
You know, these are some of the injustices. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time, but I mean, in South Africa right now, there's been a petition that has been put forward in Parliament, but it's got to do with actors.
Mm-hmm.
And the petition is basically talking about the fact that actors are being exploited because...
Really?
Because they're not getting what is deserved. Because they pour their heart out, and this is what is being said.
Hmm.
And I feel the same thing in terms of the music industry. Like you saying right now, the producers are the ones that are people that are in the forefront. And I think, it as much as it's not that much, but I think it's much better now, whereby you find that producers were people that were non-existent. They were not being acknowledged at all. But at least that nowadays, you know, people are realizing that these people actually need to be acknowledged, and people need to know that so they're actually the ones that are putting in the hard work to make sure that the sound is loved by people. So we're going to hear a little bit of something that comes from CT. I think we've reached actually the end of the show. I'm not sure which one I'm supposed to play.
Hold up.
Okay, cool. All right, we're going to hear something from you. And yeah, man, this is the Unplugged and In Charge radio show. My name is Smokuzi. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for following up. You can catch us on social media at Cliff Central. You can catch me on Twitter at Smokuzi. And on Instagram, it's at Smokuzi as well. You can catch the podcast on www.cliffcentral.com. And just share some of your social media handles.
CTEABEAT on Instagram. Also CTEABEAT on Twitter. That's all I can say.
All right, cool. So we're basically signing out. You can just play something right there.
This is CliffCentral.com.